Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. We were going to talk football to open the show. But the Scott Harris interview was so compelling on our radio station that we changed gears. We audibled. Line of scrimmage. Omaha.
Talking team handball. Let's go. USA.
Did you like it?
Well, they weren't even playing what I saw. I was watching Egypt. Egypt and France in team handball last night. Yeah, I every 4 years, I remember that I really like team handball. It seems like a great sport, one I would have loved to have played when I was younger.
Yeah.
I love it. And how I can't shake the feeling that the United States should flat out dominate.
In team handball?
In all caps, dominate team handball. The athletes you could put out there.
Yeah. Well, I don't like what we do at the youth level.
Nobody knows about it. You don't know about it until the Olympics come up. You're like, what's this?
I mean, seriously. No, travel teams have killed team handball in this country. I can't. I'd want to talk about it more, but I have too much to say.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, if your kid wants to play team handball.
I mean,
there's got to be team handball somewhere. Kids have to play team handball for there to be an Olympic team.
I got to find my throwing coach for team handball.
Is there? I mean, I guess we're putting the signal out. Does anyone in Detroit know where one could take their child to play team handball? Our buddy Ryan's got his son playing cricket.
That's a mistake. So, what are they moving to London anytime soon? I don't understand.
No, Ryan played and liked it and enjoyed it, and he's got his son playing it.
So, with team handball, how'd you describe it? Basketball and soccer meet baseball?
I don't know what baseball elements
are. Meet dodgeball? I don't know.
It's basically a basketball-sized court with two half soccer goals at each end, a three-point line that you can't go inside of. You have to shoot from outside the arc. So everybody takes these running, flying leaps to throw, and there's a goalie. And
is it better to describe it this way? It's water polo without the water?
Yeah, that's a good way to describe it. Yep.
It's kind of like that, right?
It's just polo. No, it's not polo.
It's not polo. There's no horse. But it feels like in watching it, it's just like if you had great basketball players that maybe couldn't make it in the NBA, that they would just like totally dominate. Hey, I'm 6'5". What are you, 5'9"? Good luck. Good, because I can still go vertical. I don't even have to, but I can go vertical if I need to and just throw it past you. We spent too much time talking.
I was about to say, Kang, this is a classic Gator. It totally hijacks the show with a random observation.
I mean, this has been on your mind. You texted us last night about this.
Gator did.
Yeah, Gator did. Yep. Gator, man. All right, we get it. You love handball.
Yep.
team handball right?
It's better with a team.
All right, so here we go. Scott Harris, morning show, best of what he had to say. And, you know, they said you kept Scoobal. The question was essentially, you kept Scoobal. Now, will you make the financial commitment to build around a Cy Young caliber pitcher as to not waste the talent? Here's what Scott Harris said. Okay, I know he has to say this, and there's a reason he has to say it. There is work to do. There's the month of August and September that count for Colt Keith and Wenzel Perez and Justin Henry Molloy and Parker Meadows and Spencer Torkelson. These months count for them. That answer is reading between the lines. The general manager really doesn't need to help these guys get better. You know? Got it. That's the next step for the organization. You as the GM, he can go ahead and plan for the offseason without taking away from those players' development. But I sort of understand why he answers it that way. Because if he says, yeah, we're making plans, you know, that gets out publicly and the players can get distracted with, wait, they might sign somebody to replace me. There's no point in undermining anything that can slow down a young player's progress and their chance to get better in these last 2 months, because it's important that they get better. So I understand why he answered it, but his answer, dude, you don't have to have anything to do. As the general manager, the president of baseball operations, you don't have anything to do. You could totally focus on the offseason and not take away from the task at hand, which is developing players on the field in August and September.
When I read between the lines and see the actions of what he has done leading this team and hearing what he has to say about the vision and all that and the spending, and everybody wants to know when you're going to spend money, when you're going to do this and that, as much as you and I and every Tiger fan out there wants them to go into the offseason and use the resources of having one of the richest owners in baseball to spend money and get, you know, let's say you get a top-notch starter and you find another position player, it's a top-notch position player, and you make that commitment and you've got these guys and you sign into, you know, 6-year deals or something like that. I don't think that's happening. And I think what we're seeing here is I don't think they're going to spend money in the offseason. I think his plan is, because he made a point today to talk about how they've got impactful players in the organization, throughout the organization, at every position that haven't come up to the majors yet. And I think what his plan is that in 2 years, when Terex Skubal's contract comes up, that the first big move, it won't be the only one, but the first big move they make will be to re-sign their own free agent, which would be Terex Skubal. Because at that time, then you should have these guys that are on the team now that are developing, if you think they're part of the core, and you should have other guys that they've drafted and other guys they've traded for. Your Jace Youngs of the world, the guys that just got in the trades the other day, if they think they're impactful bats, and hey, why not? Everybody's talking about how great the catcher is from the Dodgers, and you know, we'll see who else shakes out of the tree there. But that's when they're going to spend the money. It's not going to be now. He's talked about not wanting to block the guys, so he's not going to get to that coming up. I just think that's the plan is don't get excited about them spending money in the offseason necessarily. Now, maybe for a pitcher they could, because they just don't have the arms throughout the system. They've got Jackson Jobe. And then they've got other, you know, cross your fingers, hope that they're going to do something with some of these other players. But right now, the only guy that you feel really confident about in the minor leagues that they've developed as a starting pitcher is Jackson Jobe. So I don't see them spending money on a